بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم الأمين الرؤوف الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. After very brief and short praises for Almighty Allah and salutations on beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my dear brothers, today is the blessed day of Jummah and the blessed movements of the Ashra-e Rahmat, the 10 days of mercy in the blessed month of Ramadan. In today's lecture, we will be discussing the most important things in these 10 days and how to live a complete, pure life. My brothers, why we fast in this month? Why we do charitable works? Why we recite Quran so much in this month? Why we pray? When you ask these questions to any person, obviously they will reply, we want Allah's mercy. We want to enter into paradise. My brothers, can anyone in this world can say that I am the person who is deserving of the Jannah and paradise? I have spent my life offering the prayers regularly. I have spent and continuously, I have spent my wealth in charitable works, helping the needy and the poor people of the society. So I am the person who is the deserving and the person who will be blessed with the Jannah. Can anyone in this world can guarantee you? No one can guarantee you. Because entrance into paradise, my brothers, is not dependent on the amount of good deeds you do. It is also dependent on the mercy of Almighty Allah. You will enter into paradise once your sins will be forgiven. No one can enter into paradise saying that I have spent my life doing good deeds and my sins will be forgiven, unless Allah showers His special mercy on you. He forgives your sin, then the only way would be to enter into paradise. But before entrance into paradise, forgiveness of sins and seeking of Allah's mercy and Allah's mercy on His bondmen is necessary for us. Otherwise, without His mercy, there is nothing. In this 10 days, we say that this first 10 days of the Ramadan, as said by Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are 10 days of mercy, and we should be seeking mercy from Almighty Allah wherever we go. You would be amazed. You would be knowing this fact just to highlight the importance of seeking mercy. When you are entering in the mosque, you are seeking the God's mercy. Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. O Allah, open the doors of mercy for me. And probably you have thought that this is the only place there is the mercy. No. When you are going out of the mosque, you are seeking mercy again. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlika wa rahmatika. O Allah, I ask you for your blessings and your mercy. So you have to seek His mercy. Although you are entering the mosque, although you are going out of the mosque, I mean, without His mercy you are nothing. And when person is saying that I am praying regularly, my brothers, scholars have said, if all the people gather on the day of judgment and their good deeds are given to one person, and that one person give all the deeds as a present to Almighty Allah, would that be sufficient for the eyesight given to him by Almighty Allah? Even if all the good deeds that people have done in this world, they are being assembled and given to one person, and that one person give all that good deeds to Almighty Allah, all those good deeds would not be sufficient to the blessing which Allah has given him in the form of an eye. So what we are doing
is just thanking. And in other words, we can say we are paying off. We are paying token of thanks to Almighty Allah for the blessing He has bestowed on us. But we cannot say that we are doing all the things which can lead us to paradise, my brothers, because no one is free from sins. Unless our sins are forgiven, in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has said, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever has done the atom, sin equal to an atom, he has to face the punishment of that sin. So my brothers, for one sin, the Allah is supreme authority, we believe Him. Al-Malikul Quddus, He is the supreme authority, the King of the Kings. Even for one of the sin, we can be thrown into the hell. So unless we seek His mercy, O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, we hope for Your mercy. We seek Your mercy, we seek Your forgiveness. So this is the month and these are the 10 days when at the start of the Sahri and when at the end of the fast, after every prayer you should be seeking, O Allah, You have blessed me with these 10 days. I am seeking Your mercy, O Allah, show Your mercy on me. Because without Your mercy, I cannot rely on my good deeds. I cannot rely on my recitation of the Quran, because I am doing the Taraweeh prayers, I am doing the recitation of the Quran, but I cannot guarantee, even no one can guarantee, the scholars of the world cannot guarantee me that, okay, you have prayed 5 times, now I can guarantee you paradise, because no one knows better than you. You know yourself the amount of the sins you have committed. Unless you seek forgiveness from those sins, it would be unable to enter into paradise. Because before entrance into paradise, you have to believe that Allah is Al-Ghafoor to me. He will forgive my sin. My God is Rahman to me. My God is Rahim to me. Without His mercy, entrance into paradise is not possible. Therefore, wherever in the Quran there is mentioned, يُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّةً, Allah will enter into paradise. Before entrance into paradise, there are two sentences. Usually, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. First, He will forgive your sins and then He will make you enter into paradise. So first, the mercy, the acquisition of mercy is necessary. Now coming, the real success is entrance into paradise. We have come in this world to seek the God's mercy. Our success, our salvation is dependent on God's mercy. For example, scholars have said, if somebody, a Muslim, has been told that for entrance into paradise you have to buy the tickets. Just to quote an example, the scholars have said that person would be standing for 50 years in the line to get a ticket to enter into paradise. My brothers, is going to paradise is like seeking a ticket. And some scholars have said, if somebody has been told that you have for entrance into paradise, you have to buy a ticket for an aeroplane, he would be selling all his properties and all his luxuries of the world to enter into paradise. But you know and we know that entrance into paradise is not buying a ticket and standing in the line for 50 years. Entrance into paradise is not selling off the properties you have in this world. Entrance into paradise is directly proportional to the amount of good deeds and the mercy of God Almighty. Entrance into paradise is dependent. Therefore, we have to struggle. We have to do good deeds. And there is a very famous story which has been mentioned by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, signifying the importance of the mercy of Almighty Allah. That on the day of judgment, a person who would be sentenced to the fire of the hell, the angels would be putting him in chains, and with the chains, sarabiluhum min qatirani wa taksha, the person would be throwing, who would be sentenced to the hell, the angels would be dragging him towards the hell, and he would be going towards the hell. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, he would be crying, Rabbi, 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 O Rabb, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. Suddenly the order of the God will change. The angel of punishment will ask, O Allah, what has happened? We are dragging him into hell, and you are saying to stop. What has happened? Has your order been changed? Your orders do not change. At that moment, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, this may be the last person entering into paradise. the God Almighty on that day of judgment, on that cry and the scream of that person, Rabbi, 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 Irhamni, Irhamni, oh Allah, I am the sinner, but you are merciful, have mercy on me. The God Almighty, the most gracious and the most kind, will say, will order to the angels, although he is a sinner, but today on the day of judgment, he is accepting that he cannot enter into paradise without my mercy. So I am now showering my mercy on him. Oh my angels, not take him to hell, now make him enter into paradise. This is God's mercy. A person who has committed sins throughout his life, who was being ordered to being thrown in the hell, who was being dragged towards the hell, who was being put in the chains, but at the last moment, God's mercy came and Allah's mercy showered on him, and it was being ordered that he should be entered into paradise. This is the blessing, and this is how we are dependent on God's mercy. No one can guarantee and can say, I am dependent on my good deeds, and due to my good deeds, I will have so and so luxuries in the paradise. It is merely dependent on the God's mercy and his forgiveness. Quoting second hadith, is very famous. Just to understand the mercy of God Almighty, although you have listened from another perspective, but listen it with concentration and devotion and submission to understand the mercy and Rahman and Rahim, the understanding of the word, the awareness, going deep into the word of Rahman and Rahim, what in real sense the Rahman and Rahim means. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there was a one person in Bani Israel, he committed 99 killings, he was the murderer of 99 people, and he went to a priest and a scholar and asked him, is there any mercy for me? Can my sins be forgiven? The scholar said, you have committed 99 murders and you are asking for mercy? There is no mercy for you. And he killed that person as well. Now the count reached to the 100 people. He has killed 100 people. And now he was searching for a priest who can guide him towards the mercy and forgiveness of Almighty Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he reached to a person and asked him, is there mercy for me? Is there forgiveness for me? That priest answered him, there is nothing. There is nothing stopping you to ask mercy from Almighty Allah. There is nothing between you and your God. You can surely ask the mercy of Almighty Allah. He is the most forgiving, he is the most kind, he is the most gracious. Surely your sins will be forgiven. But to attain that forgiveness and to acquire that mercy, there is one condition from me. There is one condition. You have to travel to such and such place. And when you reach there, and when you sit in the company of the good people, Allah will forgive you. And Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, he was feeling guilty and ashamed and in a sense, and he started journey towards that place. And in the mid of the way, he just started his journey, the order, the ruling of the death came, the angel of the death came, and that person passed away. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, after his death, there was the quarrel. There was query and there was quarrel and there was that they were not coming to one point. The angels of the mercy and the angels of punishment. Angels of mercy were saying, oh God, we will take him into paradise because this person was feeling guilty and ashamed. And you have promised when a person makes tawbah, all his sins are forgiven. We will be taking him into paradise. The angels of the punishment were saying, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, oh Allah, this was the person who did 100 killings. And this person is not the one to be forgiven. He would be thrown into the hell. Now, how to decide and how to make a decision? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that then Allah ordered the earth to shrink and contract. There is a law in science, in physics, contraction and shrinking of the things. Then Allah ordered the earth to be shrink and contract. The earth contracted, and Allah ordered the angels to measure the earth and find from where he has traveled, and from at which place he was going to travel, and at which place he is near. If he is near to the place that he wants to travel and reach, if he is near that place, I will forgive him, I will shower mercy on him. And when the angels of mercy measured the earth, they found him just one palm distance closer to that place where he was, where he intended to travel. And Allah Almighty said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Almighty said at that moment that since he was intending to travel at that place and he was found just one palm distance closer to that place, so my mercy and my kindness is asking to me that I should forgive his sins. I have forgiven his 100 killings. My brothers, this was the mercy of Almighty. This is the kindness. Therefore, one Christian scholar asked a Muslim scholar, your priests and your scholars of Islam, they always make you fear of the punishment in the hell and the punishment in the grave. Is your God so angry? Is your God so angry with you? Every time your scholars are saying that there will be punishment in the grave, there will be punishment in the hell, the scholar was very clever. He replied, no, no. Although we will be thrown into the hell through our sins, but do not say like this, that our God is angry. Every chapter of the Quran you start, whenever we recite the Quran, before starting the Quran, our God has ordered to recite it, inaugurate and introduce ourselves with the, He has introduced Himself with the verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every chapter of the Quran is starting with the kindness, with announcing the kindness of Almighty Allah. He is Rahman and Rahim. And every rakat, every unit of our prayers will not complete unless we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Rahmanir Rahim. So your question and query and objection that your priests make you fear, frightening, and your God is angry. Yes, we will be thrown into hell due to our sins, but our God is kind and gracious as well. Every chapter of the Quran except Surah Tawbah, there has been 114 times in the Quran when Allah has mentioned His mercy, that He is our Rahman, He is our Rahim. So my brothers, the point which I want to clarify and which we want to understand, these are the 10 days where we have to do abundance of good deeds. This month has not come just to eat in the sahri and eat in the iftari and then sleep at home and pray the regular namaz. My brothers, this month has come to shed tears in the court of Almighty Allah, to seek forgiveness from the sins we have committed in our past life, and to seek mercy of Almighty Allah, and to seek His forgiveness, to spend the nights in worshipping Almighty Allah. As in the hadith, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, man adda faridatan fihi kana kaman adda sabina faridatan fima siwahu. Whoever pray one farz in this month, it is equal to like offering 70 farz in another month. This is the blessing of this month. Now, after doing good deeds, what will be the result? After acquiring Allah's mercy, we will be inshallah made to enter into the paradise and one a very good scholar. Probably Ibn Qayyim was asked, oh Shaykh, can you explain me how is paradise? Just listen to these few questions and answers. You would be amazed, and your heart will be filled with the love of paradise. And after every prayer, you would be seeking Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, I ask you that you make me enter into paradise. So one scholar was asked, can you tell me what is the dirt of the Jannah? He said, there is no dirt in Jannah. I meant to ask, what is the soil of Jannah? He replied, I should tell you, the soil of the Jannah is musk and saffron. Then he was asked, O scholar, reply me, what is the roof of the Jannah? He said, the roof of the Jannah is the throne of Almighty Allah. Whenever you will open your eyes in the Jannah, you will see the throne of Almighty Allah, the Arshur Rahman in the paradise. O scholar, tell me, how will be the rocks of Jannah? He said, the rocks of the Jannah would be made of pearls and diamonds and gems. Oh scholar, tell me, how would be the buildings and mansions and palaces of Jannah? The scholar replied, the buildings and palaces and mansions of Jannah, every brick would be either made of gold or either made of silver. Oh scholar, tell me, how will be the streets on the Jannah? The scholar said, I would be ready to sleep on the streets of paradise. I don't demand palaces and mansions in paradise. If I have been granted the paradise, I would be accepting to sleep on the streets of paradise. Okay, let me tell, how would be the streets of paradise? The scholar replied, the rivers would be running on both sides of the streets. How would be the trees of Jannah? The scholar replied, not a single tree in the Jannah is like the one that it runs would be made of gold and silver. My brothers, just try to imagine the beautiful entrance and the beautiful palace which Allah Almighty will be bestowing on the day of judgment to those people who have fear of Almighty Allah, who have sought and who have seeken the mercy of Almighty Allah. Then the scholar was asked, please answer us, how will be the fruits of the tree of Jannah? The scholar replied, the fruits on the trees of the Jannah will be softer than the butter and sweeter than the honey. Please let us know, how will be the leaves on the trees of Jannah? The scholar replied, the leaves on the trees of Jannah will be soft as silk, will be soft and shiny as silk. Let us know, how will be the rivers of the Jannah? The scholar replied, the rivers of the Jannah would be of milk, a milk which does not spoil. Let us know, how would be the glasses? How would be the glasses in paradise, through which we will be drinking the milk and the water? The scholar replied, the glasses would not be the ordinary glasses of this world. The glasses would be shining glasses. They will be crystallized glasses. Let us know, how would be the shades of the tree? You have mentioned there would be trees in the paradise. In many places, trees in paradise. You would be taking rest under the trees of the paradise. How would be the trees and shadow of the paradise? The scholar replied that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if a rider of a camel start his journey and he continue his travel for 100 years, the shadow of the one tree of paradise will not end. Such is the extensiveness of paradise. And then he answered, how would be the extensiveness of the Jannah? The scholar replied, if you want to get out of your palace and the properties which you will be having in paradise, he replied, it would take 1,000 years to come out of your properties and dwellings. 1,000 years it will take for you to come out of the properties. Imagine how would be the extensiveness of paradise. In tafsir of the Quran it has been mentioned, if all the 7 skies and heavens are collected and thrown into the paradise, they will be lost. You will be unable to find the 7 skies and heavens. Such is the extensiveness of paradise. And how it is possible? It would be only possible, my brothers, if we start seeking forgiveness from Almighty Allah. If we start analyzing ourselves, how we have spent our lives, what we have done in our previous lives, if we start forgiveness, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask 100 times forgiveness from Almighty Allah. Let ask yourself, if my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on whom the Quran has been revealed, if he is asking 100 times forgiveness from Almighty Allah, he is the seal of the prophets, how many times should I be asking forgiveness from Almighty Allah? Not even 100 times in a day. My brothers, even if sahri or iftari, taravi, you should be shedding your tears and seeking forgiveness from Almighty Allah. Many people are doing good deeds, alhamdulillah, in our mosque. Some people have generously given us the Quran. And Quran has been the source of guidance for centuries and centuries. It will continue the source of guidance for mankind in the day of judgment. Non-Muslims, when reciting the Quran, they are accepting the Islam. But it is a mere shame and disgrace and disrespect of the Quran that Qurans are being kept in the shell and no one is being ready to understand the Quran, alhamdulillah, through the support of Madrasa Nurul Islam. What we have done, at every window you will be finding Quran, every window. We have asked the people, because some people are lazy, lethargic and procrastinated. They are unable to reach here. So what we have done, at every window, we have placed you Quran. So at your luxury, you can just pick the Quran and start reading the few verses of the Quran on daily basis. And not only the Quran, we have put the explanation of the Quran in English language. And some books, it depends on you, how you struggle to acquire the blessings of Almighty Allah. And those people who want to donate generously, for those people who are living in villages and they are unable to purchase the Holy Quran. So if you want to donate, you can contact Madrasa Nurul Islam, who is distributing the Quran to the villages, those people who are unable to purchase the Quran. I end my speech regarding seeking mercy of Almighty Allah with these beautiful words from the brother of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Maulana Hassan Raza Khan. He said, Teri rahmaton se kam hai mere jurm isse zai. Na mujhe hisab aaye, na mujhe shumar aaye. Neither I can count my sins, nor I know the counting, how to count my sins. I cannot count my sins. My sins are unlimited. But one thing is for sure, my sins are lesser than your mercy. If I ask your mercy, I know you are so kind and gracious to the whole mankind. I know that my sins will be forgiven. So, O Allah, have mercy on me. Allahumma arhamni. O Allah, show your mercy on me. Fa'innaka khayru rahimin. You are the one, the most merciful. Ameen. Wa ma'alimna illa al-balagul.